Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts has a new congressman this morning. Democrat Jake Auchincloss now represents the state's 4th congressional district, taking over the seat held by Joe Kennedy. Auchincloss was sworn in yesterday and joins us now this morning. Congressman Auchincloss, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition on your first day of work.
Good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. I hope to come back.
I'm sure you will frequently, and we appreciate that. Tell us what it feels like now that you've got that word, that title in front of your name, Congressman.
The honor of a lifetime. I got picked up at the airport yesterday by my dad, and we were driving to his house for the night before the swearing in, and we were reflecting on the fact that it was 10 years ago that he had picked me up from the airport to go to basic officer training in Quantico, Virginia. And the sense is the same, very different adventures, obviously, Marine officer training and going to Congress, but they're both this deep conviction of joining an effort bigger than oneself and a little bit of anxiety, kind of a thrill, some nerves, and really just ready to get to work.
Well, let's talk about the work in this way. What do you see as your top priority for your district right now in Washington, the immediate top priority?
Responding to COVID. We are in the midst of the darkest months of this pandemic, and the Trump administration has abdicated its responsibility to respond. I put an op-ed in the Globe on Sunday detailing the work I've done since the election on providing access to testing for K-12 public schools in the district. That remains the top priority for me, as it is a bridge over a hard winter to a better spring and summer.
Let me ask about coronavirus relief. As we know, relief payments have started going out from the new coronavirus economic relief bill. There was late debate over the amount, which right now is $600 per person. The president and Democrats wanted it to be $2,000. Do you see Congress approving another round of direct payment soon? Do you think the House is going to put another package on the floor soon?
I think that in the first 100 days of a new administration, especially in the midst of a national crisis, we are going to be looking to the newly elected president on how he wants to handle this crisis. And that means supporting his efforts to distribute the vaccine and then keying off him in terms of another round of economic stimulus. What is critical for me is support for state and local governments and for small businesses and working families as we try to get through this. I've mentioned before that testing is a bridge to a better spring and summer. Well, we also need a bridge for the working families and the small businesses who are bearing the brunt of this recession. And then we're going to need support for the state and local governments whose upcoming fiscal year is going to be more challenging than their last one.
The Washington Post and other media outlets yesterday released audio from an hour-long phone call with President Trump asking the Secretary of State in Georgia to, quote-unquote, find votes to overturn the election, making baseless claims of election fraud, some of them from internet conspiracy theories. What's your reaction to what has happened in the last 24 hours?
It's a crime, and it's an abomination. Unfortunately, it's not surprising from President Trump. We know what we're dealing with him. We're dealing with somebody who's a would-be tyrant. The question at hand is whether House or Senate Republicans will put country and Constitution first, as they have failed to do over the last 4 years.
All of this in the bigger picture leaves a deep divide between Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill. Do you think this is going to make the work of President Biden and your work as a new House Democrat on Capitol Hill that much more difficult moving through the first part of this new year and moving through perhaps the entire session?
This is a time of crisis. And out of crisis, there does come opportunity. I view the opportunity less as one of partisanship and more of a generational change. I am part of the millennial generation of elected officials who over the next several decades, I think are going to step up and start leading on the issues that define our century, climate change, the fight for racial justice, building an economy that works for everyone. On that note, while I am keenly aware of the crises that we face today, I am also optimistic and I'm excited because I think opportunity is coming in these next in this next term.
Massachusetts' newest congressman, Jake Auchincloss, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition today on your first day of work, and good luck moving forward, sir.
It's a pleasure to be on, Bob.